经是夏季的尾声了。
Anybody went away, gone away on vacation for summer?
今年夏天有谁曾经去度假的？
请你举手。Oh, that's good, very good. 其他的应该休息一下吧。Now, in summertime, we often will rest, and sometimes even we go fishing.
夏季的时候，我们通常会休息，有时候会甚至会去打去钓鱼。
How many people here like to fish?
有多少人是喜欢去钓鱼的？
有没有人喜欢钓鱼？ Yeah, there's a few of you.
有几个。
I just went last week, last Wednesday.
上个礼拜三我才刚刚去钓过鱼。
I won't tell you that I caught any big fish.
我不会，我可以告诉你，我没有钓到很大的鱼。
But I did catch quite a small one, about that big.
我还是钓了一条小鱼。
But Jesus took the disciples on a fishing trip that changed their life.
耶稣基督带着他的门徒走有了一个非常有果效的一个旅程，改变了他们的生命。
I'm sorry. This probably was not the first time that Jesus had met the disciples.
这可能不是耶稣第一次见到他的这些门徒们。
Maybe this was the third time.
也许是第三次。
So as they got to know who Jesus is,
当门徒们逐渐认识了耶稣，
and they believed in what he is doing on planet Earth.
他们也相信他在地球上的事工。
It changed the very course of their life. They were no longer fishermen.
就从根本上改变了他们的生命，他们不再是捕鱼的、打鱼的人。
They were fishers of men.
他们成了得人的人。
What about us?
我们又怎么样呢？
After we believe Jesus, does the very purpose that we are alive change?
当我们相信耶稣之后，我们生命的根本意义有没有改变？
Obviously it does change.
显然是有改变的。
You get to know Jesus' great love.
你开始认识耶稣基督的伟大的爱。
You get to know Jesus' great care.
他伟大，他对你很多的关心。
And you want other people to know it.
你想让别人也来认识他。
You know, so like when you are dating, Cantonese would say, Pak Poa.
就像通常人们说的，如果你在约会的时候。
And you have someone that you fall in love with.
你和你一个与你共度爱河的人。
You usually tell everybody about your new love.
你通常会想和别人分享你的爱情。
It's similar how our purpose changes when we get to know Jesus Christ.
我们生命通过认识耶稣基督得到改变之后也是如此。
好不好？我们翻到《路加福音》第五章第一节。If you have your Bibles, please open it to Luke chapter 5.
我们请一起打开路加福音第五章第一节。
Can you read from verse 1 to verse 3?
请我们一起朗读第一节到第三节。耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。
Luke recalls that Jesus was preaching by the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣基督在加利利海岸边向众人传道。
And there was a large crowd around him.
有很大的一群人在他身边。
People were very glad to hear Jesus.
人们很乐意听耶稣讲话。
But many of them did not really listen to what Jesus was saying.
但是很多人其实并没有真正的倾听。
And Luke recalls that the lake that Jesus was around, he uses a different name.
路加在这里记载，耶稣基督所在的湖边有另外一个名字。
He calls it the Lake of Gennesaret.
它叫做格尼撒勒湖。
Which is basically a term for the Sea of Galilee that the local people would call it.
这是当地的人把加利利海称为格尼撒勒湖。
See, Luke was very concerned about details.
路加是非常注意细节方面。
So his, the people that interviewed were like local people who had seen this miracle.
他探访的人就是这些当地的人曾经看见过这样的一个奇迹。
And when he interviewed these people, they told him how people were pressing upon Jesus.
当他与这些人交谈的时候，他们告诉路加，人们都拥挤耶稣。
How many here have ever gone to Macau?
在我们中间有多少人去过澳门？
请你举手。
去过澳门的请举手。
OK， 其他的应该去吧，真的好玩。But when you go to Macau.There is a border between Macau and China.
在当你去了澳门的时候，有一个词。
The border.
澳门与中国的边境。
Right, 边境。So it's between Macau and Gongbei or Zhuhai. Sorry, 澳门跟 Gongbei 跟 Zhuhai 的中间。Right. Okay.So, when we went in 2008, there was something like 50 to 60,000 people that come across the border every day.
我们08-09年去的时候，每天大概有五六万人从这个边境进入澳门。
They were crowding around me.
人们在我身边都非常的拥挤。
How many here like baseball?
中间有多少人喜欢棒球？
Okay, so if you went to a Red Sox game at the end of the game, people crowd around you.
所以如果你去一个去参加一个 Red Sox 的网球赛棒球赛的话，比赛完了有很多人都会在拥挤在一起出来。
So Jesus had this problem because people were pressing around him, yet he was sharing the word of God.
所以当时也是这样，当耶稣在宣讲神的信息的时候，众人也是这样拥挤他。
So he saw two fishing boats, and he got into the one that belonged to Peter's. Peter.
所以他就看见有两只船，他就上了西门的一只船。
Peter stopped washing his net and put him out a little ways.
西门就停止洗网，把它放下。
Let's keep reading at verse 4.
我们再继续看第四节。我们一起来读第四节。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
And verse 5-7.
五到七节，西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。便招呼那只船上同伴来帮助，他们就来，把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
When we went fishing on Wednesday, we caught no fish that we could bring home.
上礼拜三我们去打鱼钓鱼的时候，我们就有了收获。
I woke up at around 5 o'clock in the morning.
我早上五点钟就起床了。
Went to the beach.
我到了海滩边上
，sit at my chair with my brothers there.
开始谈与我的兄弟们交谈。
They cast the hook into the water.
我们把鱼钩就甩到水里。
We reeled it up maybe 15 times.
我们也许把渔网鱼线收上来了，大概有15次左右。
All I caught was one little small fish.
我只打到了一条很小的鱼。
I couldn't keep it.
我不能把它留下。
By law, I could not keep it, so I threw it back into the ocean.
所以我就把它又放回了大海之中。
When we were getting ready to go, it was only 10:30 in the morning.
是早上十点半，我们就已经要开始回家了。
But it was very hot.
因为天气已经变得非常的炎热。
I was very tired.
我也感到非常的疲倦。
I just wanted to go home and sleep.
我只想回家，然后好好睡一觉。
Maybe take a shower first.
也许先洗个热水澡。
And then sleep.
然后就是睡觉。
So I can imagine that Peter, after a night of fishing, was even more tired.
所以可以想象彼得打了一个晚上的鱼，他一定会更加的疲倦。
I mean, he was very tired.
他是极度的疲劳。
He was throwing the net into the ocean and pulling the net back.
他整个晚上就把渔网撒到海里去，然后又把渔网收上来。
And he caught no fish.
但是却没有打到任何的东西。
I wonder if he was embarrassed when he told Jesus that he caught no fish.
我在想他。当他告诉耶稣他什么也没打到的时候，会不会觉得非常的尴尬？
But even though that he was tired and frustrated, he said to Jesus that he would try once more on the basis of Jesus' word.
虽然他很劳累，而且又沮丧，但是还是对耶稣说，因为这是耶稣的话，他们就愿意再试一次。
Okay, let's read from verse 8 to verse 11.
我们再一起读第八到十一节。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前，说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比带的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕。”从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
Jesus did a miracle in bringing the fish to Peter.
耶稣把这些鱼 交给彼得的时候就行了这样一个神迹。
So Peter made some correct conclusions from the miracle.
彼得根据这个神迹就做出了一些正确的判断。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
He worshipped Jesus' great mastery of nature.
他非常的他不是他对于耶稣基督对自然界的整个掌控非常的敬佩。
Peter believed in his heart that Jesus was and is more than a great teacher.
彼得从心里面相信耶稣绝不仅仅只是一个老师。
Much more than a good human being.
也不仅仅只是一个好人。
No, Jesus is Lord.
耶稣就是主。
Amen.
我们阿门吗？
He created the sea that Peter fished in.
他创造了彼得打鱼的这一个大海。
He knows the location of the fish.
他知道鱼群所在的位置。
And he forgives Peter for all of his sins.
他还饶恕了彼得所有的罪。
He commands and encourages Peter that their very purpose for living is now changed, that they will be catching men and women for him.
他命令并且是鼓励彼得，他彼得的生命就因此得到改变。他现在不只是一个渔夫，他会是一个得人的人。
Peter, when he comes to this conclusion that Jesus was the Lord, tells Jesus to go away, to depart from him.
当彼得得到有这样一个结论是耶稣就是主的时候，他对耶稣说：“请离开我，因为我是个罪人。”
Peter cries out, "Jua, 离开我，我是一个罪人。” And Jesus replied, "Don't be afraid, 不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。” You know, his whole purpose for living was changed.
所以彼得。整个的人生的意义 就从此改变了。
See, Jesus knew he was heading to the cross, right?
耶稣知道自己朝着十字架走去。
And he knew that he was dying to forgive Peter's sin and the whole world's sin.
他也知道自己的死是为了饶恕彼得以及整个世界的罪。
There was nothing that Peter could do to make himself less sinful.
彼得自己完全不能做任何事情让自己能够少犯罪。
Now, I've been a Christian for over 30 years.
我已经是一个超过三十年的基督徒了。
But I know there is really nothing that I can physically do to make myself less of a sinner.
我知道我自己的确是不能做任何事情使我成为使我的罪行减少。
It was only faith and only my faith in Jesus.In His grace and mercy, would forgive my sins and give me a new purpose in life.
就唯有靠着我对耶稣基督恩典的信心，才能靠着这样的信心，才能使我改变生命。
So Jesus told Peter to refuse to fear.
所以 耶稣告诉彼得说：“你不要怕。”
不要怕。I'm sorry. How about us?
我们又怎么样呢？
If you've believed in Jesus for more than 5 years, raise your hand.
如果你已经是五年以上的信徒，请举手。
About 10 years.
十年。
About 15 years.
十五年以上。
20 years.
二十年以上。
Okay. Has anybody been able to, in their own flesh, been able to make themselves more holy?
我们任何人能够用靠自己的肉体能够使自己过得更圣洁吗？
Obviously not. It was only Jesus and His grace and mercy.
显然我们不能，唯有靠着耶稣基督的恩典，我们才可以。
So if Jesus changes our very life, our very nature.
所以如果耶稣基督改变了我们根本的本性。
He's also giving us a new purpose for living.
他也给了我们一个生活的新的意义。
Now I want to talk about.Jesus changing our deepest purpose for life.
现在我想稍微谈一下耶稣改变了我们最根本的生存的原因。
Now, Peter caught so many fish that day, and he was still a fisherman.
彼得那一天打了很多的鱼，他依然是一个捕鱼的人。
If he was a good businessman, maybe he would have said,Let's see, Jesus, now it's around 1 o'clock. Why don't you come back tomorrow at 1? We go fishing again.
如果他是一个生意人，就会跟耶稣让，就会求耶稣明天这个时候再来，我们一起再去打鱼。
And then maybe every day at 12 come.
也许耶稣可以每天都来。
You know, I can catch all these big fish.
所以那样的话，彼得就可以打到很多的鱼。
Instead, Peter and his friends left their jobs and livelihood.And former lives and follow Jesus.
然而彼得和他的同伴放下了自己的生计，然后就跟随了耶稣基督。
Knowing Jesus, His love, His grace, His eternal life, and His daily care.
认识了主耶稣，他的恩典，他的能力，以及他所给的带来的永久的生命。
Captures us to change a very purposeful living.Our mission in life.
赢得了我们，让我们不得不改变我们生命的原，生命最根本的原因。
So mission is different than job, right?
我们的一个生命，人生命中的使命感是和我们的工作是不是一回事？
Yeah, it's different. Having a mission in life is different from what you do for a living.
我们人的使命和我们的职业是完全不是一回事。
Now sometimes it's the same.
有时候可能会有一些相同之处。
Sometimes you are called to be a missionary or called to be a pastor.
有时候你受到感召去成为一个传道人或者是牧师。
But the fields, how would you say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
就像圣经上说，庄稼已经都熟了，只是做工的人少。
I think God is gaining glory through the few people that are working for Him.
我相信神从神从侍奉他的人身上能够得到荣耀。
So mission is a core reason for living. You know, the core reason that we are alive, whether it's to be happy, to make $1 million, or to save Africa from AIDS.
所以使命感是我们人生命的根本的原因之一。其他的原因，有些人会说是为了能够过得快乐，或者成为一个百万富翁，或者是拯救在非洲的艾滋病。
So what is your mission in life?
所以你生命中的使命是什么？
What is your purpose for living?
你活着的目的究竟是为什么？
Not necessarily how you are making a living.
这不一定只说你平常靠什么生活。
That's probably going to change many times while you're alive.
在你一生之中，可能会这个使命可能会改变好几次。
I started out working in a bank.
我刚开始的时候在一个银行工作。
And for 7 years, I worked for a bank in Manhattan.
有七年之久，我在曼哈顿的一个银行做事。
And then I became a missionary overseas.
然后我成了一个海外的宣教士。
And then I became a mission mobilizer.
最后我就成为了一个推动大这个大使命的人。
But my mission has been always the same.
但我其实生命中的这个使命其实一直是不变的。
My mission is to make people know that Jesus is Lord, that He is the only one that can save them from their sins.
我的使命就是让其他的人知道耶稣基督是主，他是唯一能够拯救我们的。
Because Jesus loves me so deeply.
因为耶稣基督如此爱我。
And Jesus cares for me and my family so wonderfully.
耶稣又如此的关心我和我的家人。
So mission is different from what we do for work.
所以我们的使命和我们的工作是不一样的。
You know, from birth, we are taught from our parents or taught a purpose of life.
我们从一生下来，我们的父母亲就会教导我们生命的有关我们生命的意义。
My two children are getting ready. You know, they're 15, 18.
我的两个孩子，一个15岁，一个18岁。
And my son will go to college next week.
我的大儿子下礼拜就要上大学了。
I'm a little bit nervous.
我有一点点紧张。
You know, will he really follow kind of the things we've taught him in his life?
他会不会一直跟随我们所教给他的这些价值观？
It's kind of like we're launching him.
就像我们要送他出去走一个旅程。
Well, he hits the purpose that the reason we're alive is to make Jesus known.
他会不会相信说我生命的意义是就是让我们的主耶稣基督传扬给别人？
Please pray for him.
请大家为他祷告。
As he goes off to college.
让他进入这个大学的生活。
Really, I'm praying that he will love Jesus and know Jesus' love.
我为他的祷告就是他能够真正的认识耶稣，也认识耶稣对他的爱。
So purpose is different from what we do for a living.
所以我们生命的意义和我们在生活中的工作是不一样的。
When we become Christians, sometimes we think that we just add another thing to our life purpose.
当我们成为基督徒一段时间后，有时候我们会觉得只是在生活的生命的意义中加入了一些东西。
So we may think that our purpose is to be happy, to raise a family.
也许我们觉得生命的意义就是过一个愉快的生活，有一个好的家庭。
Have two and a half kids.
有两个半的孩子。
And a dog.
也许就是这个半个孩子就是我们的宠物。
I have a dog now.
我有一只狗。
How many here have dogs?
我们大家有谁有养狗的
？Oh, it's really a wonderful. There is a person. It's really wonderful to have the dog. I really love my dog.
这只狗真是一个很不错的一个陪伴。
But purpose in life changes as we get to know Jesus Christ.
当我们逐渐认识主耶稣，我们生命的意义也随之改变。
How could it stay the same?
我们生命的意义怎么能够一成不变呢？
You know, the God of the universe loves us and cares for us.
宇宙的神爱我们，关心我们。
Then how can we not have a major change in our hearts?
所以我们的心里面怎么能够没有一个重要的改变呢？
Okay, so not many of you are going to be called to become missionaries and pastors.
所以不是很多人会受到感召成为宣教士或是牧师。
And I believe that God included this in Holy Scripture, for a wider purpose.
我想神啊，神在圣经之中也包含了一个更大的一个群体。
I believe that it's for everyone that would follow Him and say, "Today, Lord God, I am going to be Your vessel."
我相信是这个话是包含了我们所有的信徒，我们会说今天我就要成为主的一个器皿。
Today my purpose is to know Your love.
今天我的目的就是要更加的认识你的爱。
To rest in you.
在你里面有得安息。
And to enhance and spread the kingdom of God among unbelievers.
在未信之人之中推动以及扩展神的国度。
I'm going to give you two decisions that you can make right now.
我现在就给大家两个可以做的决定。
These decisions will help you to make, how would you say, God's kingdom be the main purpose in your life.
这两个决定可以帮助你让使神的国度成为你生命之中的重心。
The first is decide to be salty.
第一个决定是决定做一个像盐一样的人。
So please turn to Colossians 4 verse 6.
请我们翻开哥罗西书第四章第六节。哥罗西书第四章第六节。
好不好？我们一起来读。
我们一起来读这节经文。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
By having a mindset that I will be salty each day.
当我们有一个要做一个像盐一样的人的心智。
How do we do this?
我们应该怎么样做呢？
The first thing we do is we ask good questions.
第一件事要做的是要问合适的问题。
And we will pray and ask that God gives an opportunity to say something for him.
我们就向神祷告，希望神用我们能够曾给我们这样的机会，可以来传讲有关他的事情。
So instead of just thinking about what you're going to say,
与其整天想着你要将要说什么。
You know, when your neighbor or your coworker is talking,
就是当你和你的邻居和你的同事们交谈的时候。
Really tune into what they're saying.
不如我们就全心的来听听他们在说什么。
And ask good questions about their life.
然后对他们的生活问一些合适的问题。
See, God is already at work in their life.
神也在他们的生命中动工。
God is already there bringing people to him.
神会把他属他的人带到他的身边。
Jesus said that he is about seeking and saving that which is lost.
耶稣说他来就是要寻找那些失散的人。
So we don't have to pull people to Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该不需要硬把别人拉到耶稣的身边。
He's already bringing them to him.
他是会自然的把他们带到他身边。
But we have to ask questions to find out where they are.
但我们需要问一些合适的问题，来知道他们在什么样的地步。
And then as God gives us, how would you say, as God moves in our heart,
然后随着神在我们心中的感动，
then we can say a word for him.
我们可以随机的为神说一些话。
Or just listen carefully to what they're saying.
或者甚至就是专心的听听别人要说什么。
You know, if we decide to be salty,
如果我们决心要做一个像盐一样的人，
and if you try it this week,
如果你这个礼拜就这样做这样的尝试，
make that decision this week. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
这个礼拜就做这个决定。
You will really be living to enhance, spread the kingdom of God among unbelievers.
你就真的是活着为了促进和扩展神的国度，在这些未信之人中间促进神的国度。
And as a result, you will have more joy in your life.
结果就是你会在生命中有更多的喜乐。
More peace in your life.
有更多的平安。
And more of an idea of the presence of God in your life.
还会更多的感觉到神在你生命中的同在。
Because the kingdom of God is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, as Romans tells us.
因为在神就是爱，神就是，神就是 ，sorry, God.
Peace and joy.
神就是平安和喜乐。
So decide to be salty.
所以我们要做一个决定，成为一个像盐一样的人。
Second decision is decide to be daring.
第二个决定就是做一个勇敢的人。
Okay. 请你翻到希伯来书十一章第六节。
希伯来书十一章的第六节，我们一起来读。
Okay.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
What are you doing that is dependent on God coming through? Because if He doesn't, you will fail.
我们有做些什么事情的话，是必须要依靠神的同在，否则就会失败呢？
What are you doing this week that is dependent on God coming through? Because if you fail, you will feel foolish.
我们做的什么事情是必须依靠神的帮助，否则我们就会觉得自己是愚昧的呢？
That is really a decision to decide to be daring.
这就是真的做一个勇敢的人这样的一个决定。
Maybe it's a decision to read your Bible every day.
也许这个决定就是说你要每天有读圣经。
Or maybe it's a decision to come with us as we go on a short-term mission trip next year.
也许这个决定是关于明年要不要去参加短宣。
The oldest member of our team this year.
我们今年这一个队里面的最年纪最大的队员
is 69 years old.
他已经69岁的高龄。
Anybody here 69?
我们在其中有69岁的人吗？
Okay, there's, thank you. So even if you're 69 or younger,
所以如果你是69岁或者是更年轻一些，
you could all come with us next March.
明年的三月份你可以和我们一同去。
Are thinking about three people who made decisions to be daring.
我想有三个人就是做了这样的决定，要做一个勇敢的人。
John and Ruth decided they came with us in April to China.
约翰和路德四月份的时候和我们一起去了中国。
After they came back, they decided that they're going to move the whole family there.
他们回来之后就决定他们要全家都搬到中国去。
They had been praying about it and thinking about it and felt God was leading them there for years.
他们考虑也并且祷告过了很长的一段时间感到这是神的感动。
Now they will move their family of seven to China.
现在他们就要把这个七口之家一起搬回中国去。
And Mary,Another person who came with us to China, last week on Monday, she already left to go to China.
玛丽是另外一个和我们一同去的姊妹，上个礼拜一她也决定要回到中国去。
So what steps of faith is God asking you to do today?
所以今天神要求你踏出怎样的一个信心的脚步呢？
Because we know that 人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
因为我们知道，像经上说，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
Are we alive today to enhance and spread the kingdom of God among unbelievers?
我们今天是不是就是在未信之人中间推广和扩展神的国度呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, I praise you and I thank you for your goodness.
天父。我赞美你，先谢谢你的恩典。
And your great love for us.
你对我们奇妙的爱。
Father, every day we know your joy and your peace.
天父，每一天我们都认识到你的平安和你的喜乐。
And your care for us.
和你对我们的关怀。
I ask you today, Father, to really allow us to take a step of faith.To use our lives to glorify you.
今天我恳求天父，让我们能够踏出信心的一步，使用我们的生命来荣耀你。
Father, I ask that if you have been working in people's lives here.
天父，我知道你在人的生命之中在做工。
I know you have with Pastor TK and Marie.
我知道你是通过牧师执事在做这样的工作。
I pray today if you have moved in their lives that they would make decisions for you.
求主今天就在我们生命中做工， 让我们为你而做这样的决定。
I praise you and I thank you that you are such a wonderful God to serve and follow.
我感谢你，我敬拜你，因为你是这样如此一个奇异的神，让我们可以来敬拜。
奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。阿门。
阿门。